Fisher slipped out of his hiding place in a crevice of the rocks and moved into a low sneak pattern, crouching to stay out of sight. Quickly and carefully, he made his way to the base of the outer wall and ran a gloved hand over the bricks. His fingertips found places where the mortar between the blocks had crumbled, and he visualized his next moves before he made them. Up to the top of the wall, a low roll over, a catfall into the grass on the other side. Faint threads of conversation in Arabic reached him on the breeze. He couldn't make it all out, but whoever was speaking was severely pissed off about being here tonight. His earlier estimation of the men on the other side of the wall was correct. They were spoiling for a fight.
"This complicates matters," said Grimm, returning to the radio net. "Facial Recog got a bunch of hits with Interpol and the DEA. Those nice gentlemen at Coben's place are members of two rival drug gangs, currently involved in a local turf war."
Sarah asked the pressing question. "So why aren't they killing each other?"
"According to phone intercepts we pulled, Coben's acting as a middleman for an old-fashioned sit-down between these scumbags."
"Playing both sides against the middle," said Fisher. "Should have guessed."
"It seems he's expecting a big payday for being a peacemaker," Grimm went on. "We're drilling down for more details as I speak. This is go or no go. It's your call, Panther."
Fisher cursed silently.
"Nothing's ever simple with this guy."
"He's supposed to be all alone in there," said Sarah. "Now we have to snatch him out from under the noses of a bunch of feuding gangbangers?"
"Yeah," Fisher began his ascent. "Cover me. I'm heading in."